We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. Sports Daily continues. Happy Friday, everybody. Talking Shockers in Memphis in that first segment as American play gets kicked off. And we go to the KFH hotline, talk some general college basketball with friend of the show, Kyle Boone from CBS Sports. Kyle, how are you?
Yeah, doing well. And you?
We're doing good. Good to catch up with you again. Want to start off with the national landscape as it pertains to college basketball. We keep hearing and seeing that this might be Mark Few's best team at Gonzaga. Zion Williamson gobbling up the headlines for Duke. And Kansas continues to do what Kansas does, despite the toughest non-conference schedule in basketball. So I'll ask you, Kyle, who's the best team in college basketball? One of those three or somebody else?
I think it's probably one of those three. If I had to pick one, I would probably say Duke, just because I think Duke probably has the most talent. Of those three, Duke is also the youngest, so I feel like they may be potentially the most volatile, but if you want to go for maybe a safer pick, I think Gonzaga is maybe slightly better than Kansas at this point. Kansas has been kind of an enigma. I know that they have been really good. Obviously, they're 12-1. They opened up league play this week with a win over OU, but I still feel like they have a lot of potential that they haven't tapped into yet. I know LeGerald Vick and Dedrick Lawson have been really good, but Quentin Grimes is still kind of coming into his own. I feel like Bill Self is still kind of working out that rotation. Marcus Garrett has been better than expected. Devin Dawson has been really good. So I still feel like they have a lot of development to go before they can really maybe realize some of their true potential. So I think that's a good thing for Kansas. Obviously, the fact that they're 12-1 and still not playing at their highest level is certainly a good thing. But at this point, I'd say Duke number one, Gonzaga number two, just because their depth and just how experienced they are. And then Kansas, I would definitely put it number three at this point.
And Kyle, would you put those three on kind of a level of their own? And how precipitous is the drop off after that?
I would put Duke on a level of its own, and then Gonzaga, Kansas, Tennessee in that second tier. And then from there, I think there's Michigan, Virginia, and maybe Nevada that you have to put in maybe that third tier. But I think, to be honest, if I'm making a wager, I think that those teams that I just mentioned are probably the only teams that I feel confident in saying that they will win the national title. I feel like there's less than 10 teams that are truly capable of it. I feel like that's probably the same every year with college basketball, but it definitely feels real this year. There's definitely like two or three top tier that I say probably have a shot to win it all, and Kansas is absolutely in that mix.
Kyle Boone from CBSSports.com, talking college basketball with us here on Sports Daily. When's Nevada going to lose?
Maybe never. It's possible they could go undefeated until the NCAA tournament, which would be kind of awesome. That hasn't happened in a long time. I think since Kentucky in like 2014. They're obviously the very best team in the Mountain West. They're 14-0. They opened up league play with like a 30-point win over Utah State the other day. So I would be surprised if they lost, but I think we're looking at a scenario where even if they don't lose, they'll be like a one or two loss team going into the NCAA tournament. So,
before we get off Nevada, Kyle, what if they do that? What kind of seed can they hope for, best case scenario, come selection time, do you think?
I think they'll probably be like a top three seed. Even if they win out, I don't see them getting a one seed just because they're playing in the Mountain West, whereas Duke, you know, if holds true what they've done to this point, if they keep playing the way they have been, They'll have so many other opportunities against top-tier programs in the ACC that I think they'll probably be a shoe-in for the one seed. And same goes for Kansas. You know, you play in the Big 12, and you're playing upper-tier teams on a nightly basis. They just have so many more opportunities to play quality programs, whereas Nevada, you know, one night they'll play Fresno State, who I think is going to be a tournament team, and then they'll turn around and play Colorado State, a team that is probably one of the worst teams maybe in all of the conference and certainly in the national landscape. So the volatility of that the level of opponent that they play really varies. But I can still see them being a top three seed. And if they go undefeated, there'll be some buzz about them deserving a one seed. They had a really not a strong non-conference schedule. You know, they played Loyola Chicago, they played USC, they played Arizona State. But none of those teams are really holding up as maybe as sturdy as people would have expected. So that's going to definitely factor into it as well.
Kyle, talk a little bit about someone from the middle, someone unexpected to pay attention to in this conference season as we begin conference play all over the country. You've talked about those teams at the top, and you got a pretty short list for teams that can win the national championship. But who intrigues you beyond that level?
Someone who I think probably people really just don't know about at this point, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that they play in the MAC, is Buffalo. Buffalo is 12-1 at this point. They are by far the favorite to win the MAC. They should win the league outright, and I don't think it'll be that close. You know, Buffalo last season kind of jumped onto the landscape, and people kind of went off and forgot about them, but they stomped Arizona in the first round of the NCAA tournament as a 13 seed. Ended up beating Arizona by 21 points. Ended up losing, turning around and losing to Kentucky in the second round, and people kind of swept it under the rug. But the way that they have started this season, wins over San Francisco, who is really good, wins over Syracuse, West Virginia, and then they have a really close loss to Marquette. I think Buffalo is probably going to be this year's Loyola Chicago. I think people are really sleeping on Buffalo. They have a head coach named Nate Oates who's done a really good job there, and I think he's probably going to be in line for maybe some big-time coaching opportunities next offseason. And then they have a senior, C.J. Massenburg, who I think people need to watch too. He's a potential NBA guy down the line. He can really get hot, and he's a really good scorer. So that team is probably the team that intrigued me the most. I really think that they'll be a team that, you know, ends up getting into the NCAA tournament as like an 8 or 9 seed. And we'll turn around in 2 weeks and see them in the Sweet 16 and be like, whoa, what happened? So I think if you want to be smart, I think right now that's a team to keep an eye on and tell your friends about, because Buffalo is going to be good.
They're 12-1 and ranked 20th in both polls. Kyle Boone from CBSSports.com talking college basketball. Folks around here are at least somewhat familiar with Tennessee because Kansas played them earlier this year. Tennessee is at 11-1 and the cream of the crop in the SEC. But you like somebody else out of the SEC, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I like Auburn. And, you know, part of that is me just swimming upstream. But I really do. I do like what Auburn has. You know, obviously Bruce Pearl is a really good coach. But they have a lot of really experienced veterans that are coming back from last season's team that won the SEC. They shared it with Tennessee, obviously, but Bryce Brown has been really good, their senior. I really expect big things from him going into conference play. They get Austin Wiley back, a guy who was ruled ineligible last season, and he's been pretty good. I think they're still kind of working him into that rotation there. And then their point guard, Jared Harper, he's really small, but he's really talented. Basically as tall as me and as big as me, 5'11", 175. I think Auburn has a chance to maybe take down Tennessee. I think, you know, smart money is probably on Tennessee to win it all, though. This is in the SEC.
Kyle, cycles are interesting in conferences, especially the power conferences. And I guess there's 6, maybe 7 in college basketball. What in the hell is going on in the Pac-12? Right now, I look across the Pac-12, and they're good enough that Stanford could go into Lawrence and push KU, and Jared Haas seemed to have a pretty good squad, but they've lost a couple. Arizona State beats KU in Fargo down in Tempe, then goes ahead and loses to Princeton, and then Utah at home last night, giving up better than 90. You look at the rest of the league and you think, are you serious? What's going on with the Pac-12 at this point?
Nothing good.
Right.
You know, UCLA just fired its coach, which tells you some of the turmoil that this not only UCLA is facing, but the Pac-12 in general has just been off to a miserable start to the season. Arizona is a little bit down. I think that has a lot to do with the FBI probe that ended up kind of essentially obliterating their recruiting class for last season. USC is down. They're really banged up. Oregon is down, and they're also banged up. Their best player, Bol Bol, is out for the season. And then they got another guy, center, Kenny Wooten, who has a fractured jaw, and he's going to be out for a month. So I don't like to blame it on injury luck, because every conference, every team goes through some sort of injury luck. But the top teams in this league, Oregon, and I'd say Arizona, USC, some of those teams that I expected to be probably in the top five, have really been banged up to this point. UCLA is not where it needs to be. Arizona has been kind of better than expected, but still not on the same level that we always expect Arizona to be at. So at this point, I don't know where the league goes from here, but we're looking at a scenario where the Pac-12 may be getting like two bids to the NCAA tournament, which would be a total disaster. Arizona is definitely going to be in that mix. Oregon and maybe Washington. But outside of those three, I don't know that any of these teams are NCAA tournament quality.
I know you're not supposed to lose in blowout fashion at home to Liberty if you're at UCLA, but were you surprised that Steve Alford got fired?
I'm surprised that they fired him at the midseason point. To me, I think it says a lot about maybe where they thought the direction was going under Alford. Obviously, this was probably headed towards this in the offseason. So I guess they're just cutting ties now and trying to see if the players will respond. But, anytime you get fired midseason in college basketball, you're doing a bad job.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve Alford getting fired basically before 2019 was kind of a shocker to me.
Who's the most logical successor to him?
I think there's probably several names out there that are certainly going to be candidates. My money's probably going to be on Fred Hoiberg to be the next guy in UCLA. He just got fired from the Bulls, but most people don't care what you do in the NBA, whether you're successful or not. You look at Rick Pitino, John Calipari, guys who went from college to the NBA and then came back and have been successful college coaches. I think Hoiberg's definitely going to be in that mix there. And I think at this point, from what I hear, I think the job is his if he wants it. So he had a lot of experience at Iowa State and was really successful there. Would be a really nice fit just scheme-wise, because he played up tempo at Iowa State, shot a lot of three-pointers, played a really flashy style of basketball, and I think that would fit in really well with probably what UCLA and the direction that they're headed.
Final question for Kyle Boone from CBSSports.com. In the American, UCF was the trendy pick to win it all, and they're having a nice start to their season, 11-2. Cincinnati seems to be Cincinnati again. But is Houston actually the best team in this conference?
I'm not going there yet.
Okay.
I'm not buying it. I still think we did a poll this week for CBS Sports, and everyone is picking Houston. I'm the only one picking Cincinnati. Again, I'm swimming upstream here, but I'm not doing this one intentionally. I really think Cincinnati is just a hair better. But just like we were talking tiers earlier, I think there's just a pretty clear cut top tier of teams in this league: Cincinnati, Houston, UCF. You could throw them into a hat and see and kind of just pick which one you think is going to be the best one, because I think it's going to be really close to determine who ends up winning this league. I think it'll come down to the final couple games. So my money's on Cincinnati. I like Mick Cronin. I like what the success and just the sustainability that he's had. Jaron Cumberland is really good. I like Kane Broome. So my money's still on Cincinnati. But Houston is definitely probably the smart pick.
Kyle, great stuff as always. We'll catch up with you later on in the season, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Kyle Boone, CBSSports.com, talking college basketball. All right, if you want a free pizza, give me a call. Call Max at 869-1240. Be caller number 4 for free Papa John's pizza. The Twitter question coming up next. The UConn women lost a regular season game.
Wow.
First time since 2014 that had happened. We'll talk about that in a little bit. In addition, we'll have the Chargers and the Ravens preview, a couple of potential Kansas City opponents down the line. That's coming up at the top of the hour. And our State Farm picks next hour. Twitter coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.